the effects of COVID-19 on the epidemiology of complicated UTIs. Unfortunately, COVID did set back a lot of different stewardship, infection prevention, and other practices that we had been putting in place in many institutions across the US towards the prevention and preventing the spread of multi-drug resistant infections. Some of the complications have to do with the supply chain issues where we weren't able to actually put patients in appropriate isolation, and unfortunately that allowed for organisms to spread a little bit easier. But also we are talking about patients that are having to be hospitalized for significantly longer periods of time with a lot more antibiotic exposure, which unfortunately does alter the flora of the institutions, causing a higher risk for now not only colonization, but infection with multi-drug resistant bugs. So it really did do us a disservice and set us up for having to almost start all over again. So as a consequence, what changes have there been in the use of antibiotics? For our institution, we've tried to not let it affect as much as many places. Ours is a relatively focused, for lack of a better description, seek and destroy type stewardship program where we will allow for empirical use, but we will be very proactive about getting therapies de-escalated based on cultures and sensitivities. But unfortunately, with the rise of overuse of antibiotics due to COVID, more patients are actually having infections with these agents and these multi-drug resistant pathogens, and therefore we're having to allow for use of the broader spectrum therapies for longer periods. I'm hoping with getting back to normal and getting back to in more better infection prevention practices, supply chain improvements, we'll be able to get back on track so that these numbers start going back down. So what changes have we seen in terms of causative pathogens and complicated UTIs since the COVID pandemic? I'm happy to report, at least at my institution, the organisms really themselves have not changed. We're still seeing commonly our gram-negatives, our E. coli's, our Klebs, mostly the GI flora that are resulting in these infections. The big difference, though, unfortunately, is the prevalence of the resistant pathogens because of the higher incidence of antibiotic use and the change in the prevalence of resistant pathogens in all institutions, hospitals, nursing homes, rehab facilities. So it's still a reasonable choice to target our enterobacterales as our empirical cause pathogens. But the gamble is unfortunately more of, is this going to be multi-drug resistant or just slightly resistant? So have there been any changes in multi-drug resistance since the pandemic, and what are the potential causes for this? Unfortunately, yes, we are seeing a little bit more of our multi-drug resistant gram negatives becoming a problem in institutions. And this is directly driven by the continued use of antibiotics to unfortunately try to treat a viral infection. COVID was unfortunately a very complicated, very unknown realm for a lot of practitioners. And since most of the information was developing as the pandemic was developing, we tried to do our best to make sure that patients were treated adequately and appropriately. And unfortunately, whenever you're talking infections, many times that results in antibiotic use. Trying to de-escalate, trying to narrow therapy became very difficult because these patients ultimately were hospitalized for very long periods of time and developed multiple co-infections or secondary infections. So the antibiotic use during this time frame probably skyrocketed in many institutions, especially those focusing on CAP, which can then select out for more of the resistant pathogens to stick around.